entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap! Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears. And the place to be. A fine network of podcasts. A fine place for entertaining talk radio. With such shows as Truth Time Theater, Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, and the DJ New Style Show. The show you're listening to right now. God damn. Thank you very, very much for tuning in. With me, as always, your friend and mine, ladies and gentlemen, a guy named Steve. Steve, how are you doing this fine evening?
I'm doing awesome. I'm doing great. How are you?
Let's deal with this right now. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
This is Rockefeld Nettington. Just want to know how you're doing.
Rockefeld Nettington?
Yeah. That's my fake name I'm going by tonight.
I love it. I love it. Well, what's going on with you?
I don't know anymore, man. I mean, I need someone to talk to. And you seem so enthusiastic and energetic. I think you're the right man for the pick-me-up I need.
Okay, well, I guess I am. Steve, are you up to the task to cheer up Rockefeld Nettington? Am I saying your name right, sir? I don't know who this is.
That's fine. You're saying it just as I imagine the fake name to sound like.
Awesome. What part of the world are you from, Rockefeld?
I'm just going to say I'm from India.
You're from India. Rockefeld Nettington is from India. Steve, are you familiar with any of the Nettingtons of India?
I believe a lot of them are cricket players.
They are, and you can find most of our family is employed at a call center or a Java enterprise developer.
Mm, nice. Very good.
A what developer?
NetBeans.
Java.
Swing.
Java enterprise. Yeah, Swing, yeah. NetBeans.
All that stuff that takes up all your memory and nobody really likes to program unless you're from the subcontinent of India.
Yep.
That's really what it is. So why are you so depressed? You seem like you're gainfully employed. You are active in sport. You live abroad.
I do. Well, you see, my boss, when we call him Hamuel, Hamuel has been very uppity with me recently, and I just don't know how I feel like I'm being crushed. Like my soul and my emotions are being toyed with.
Steve, have you ever encountered someone being uppity with you?
Yeah, it didn't crush my soul, though.
Yeah, I've never been crushed by an uppity individual.
Well, were you in love with your boss?
Involved in which way? Were you romantically linked with your boss?
I would say more lustfully.
Oh, my God. Was he very takeful?
I wouldn't say he was the one doing the taking.
Okay. So you forced yourself upon him, but he got very uppity about it, borderline indignant?
I forced myself upon him, under him, over him, cloaking him in my lust.
Well, you sound very broken up over this. I suggest what you do. Here's what you do. Write him a beautiful email and send it to him. And BCC, everyone that should know this, like everybody else at the company. You can't keep this a secret. Include HR. Keep your manager on the email. I mean, these feelings have to be expressed, but they also have to be made the public knowledge of the company. Otherwise, you guys are going to be in big trouble.
They do. You know, I mean, I'm just thinking that if I do this, if I come out in front of the company, I mean, he's not like the biggest boss on it. I mean, he's like, We have the higher up. Our boss, Mr. Midnight, as he likes to be called, he's not very open to what we are, and I think that it's the hate we get from the boss that keeps him from not admitting what we have.
Now, so you're working for a man named Mr. Midnight, and you're romantically linked to a man named Hamuel.
Yeah.
It seems like you're in a difficult spot because you're, I guess, is he your superior, or is he the owner of the company, or some kind of does he sit on the board of directors, this Mr. Midnight?
He sits on the board of directors.
Must be a pretty, pretty secure board. Has to be a very sturdy board.
It's not. It's a bit wobbly,
and it's always in front of pork. It's always located in front of a fucking barbecue pit.
It's a barbecue pit, but you can't get him near the all-you-can-eat Asian restaurants because they keep kicking him out, and it makes him very unhappy.
It's true.
When he's happy, people get bitten at. Literally,
they get bitten. Like, he bites them.
He does. It hurts.
I don't know. I don't know how someone who is so enthusiastic about fanny packs in 2013 can really kind of just stand on their own two feet and act like a man. I don't think they can be taken seriously, fish establishment or not.
I have to agree with that.
Thank you. Well, maybe you take that little nugget and kind of just recite it to yourself in some form of a reflective surface. And maybe, just maybe, you'll be able to come to terms with the state in which your relationship is currently in. And I hope you'll do that. And I hope you'll take this advice. And I wish you the best of luck, Rockington Nettingfield, whatever the hell your fucking name happens to be.
My name is Jason Kyer. I don't know who the fuck you've been talking to. My name is not Rockington Nettingfield whatever the fuck.
I am so sorry that I was very confused with what the hell you were doing.
Dude, it's fine. We're all confused sometimes. We just need to, like, learn to accept it and to go along with the flow of life.
I agree. Right. Let's learn to accept it and move on.
Right.
Holy shit. That guy is good, and I like Hamuel Hawk. But let me just say this. He can get a little bit long-winded. You got to get your jabs in.
Yeah.
You gotta get your little. You want to make fun of Mr. Midnight movie? How portly he is, how much he loves fish, and has a distaste for Asians and gays. Go ahead, have your fun. Get your jabs in there. Get in, get out. That's what it is. But I give him props for the name, Rockington Nettingfield, whatever the fuck it was. It was nice.
Rockefeller Nettington.
Yeah. He had to come out to his fake boss. That was the big dilemma in his.
Very rough.
Session. Yeah, you know, I'm officially of the mindset that I don't give a fuck if anybody's gay, and this isn't really a statement that has to be made. I don't care if you're gay. I'm tired of hearing about this guy, the NBA player. I don't even what is it, Collins? I don't even know what the fuck his name is.
Jay Collins. Jason Collins.
I've never heard of him until apparently everybody's decided that it's news that a gay person could play basketball professionally.
Wow. Wonder if there's any gay people that do diving, Olympic, or maybe some ice skating. They might be gay.
Like, who absolutely gives a fuck about the dude? Like, so he likes cock. Who cares?
It's the same
fucking
thing.
Reggie Miller's sister probably, I don't know if she likes cock. She's better than people with cocks. She was a good basketball player.
Yeah.
But, like, who gives a fuck? Like, you know what? Someone in the WNBA wants to come out as straight or wants to come out as gay. Like, it doesn't matter.
I was about to say.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
I was about to say, that would be groundbreaking.
And especially coming off a weekend. WNBA. Coming off a weekend where we have legitimate, like, amazing feats in the realm of sports. We have two amazing things I can think of. One that'll make Clayton very, very happy. Or maybe not, because he probably just gave up, because I guess the Astros are now in the, as he says, the pussy-ass American League.
The faggot American League.
I didn't want to say it in light of this Collins situation. We have to be extra sensitive now.
It's a word. Come on.
Of course it is, Steve. I don't give a shit.
Word's a word.
I don't give a fuck. I have no fucking ill will for anybody
Neither do I.
Who likes to fucking suck on some balls. Like, if you're enthusiastic about balls, goddamn it, great. Great. There's a lot of people with balls who want you to be enthusiastic about their fucking balls. Go for it. I don't care. Just play your fucking game. Actually, not even... This guy doesn't even fucking play. Isn't he like a 15th stringer?
I know he's a center for the Celtics, but I don't know how often he plays or whatever. I don't even watch basketball anymore.
Who gives a shit? Here's the thing. The Houston Astros beat the Yankees 9-1.
9-1.
God damn it. That's got to bring everybody around. That's got to make people happy. No. Gets buried because somebody who's gay has decided to say that they're gay. John Jones, UFC 159. The man fights, and I don't. And by the way, spoiler alert, fuck, there are some people, I guess, that have DVR'd the shit. John Jones fucking defeated Chael Sonnen and then only discovered that his toe was fucking bashed apart during the victory speech. And then I saw the slow goddamn animated GIF of him, like, trying to pivot or push off with his fucking foot.
No, he was planting his foot.
Yeah, he was planting his foot. That's what it was. And his foot was getting pushed back slightly, and it was very slow motion. And it really looked like his toe just fucking snapped.
Ripped off.
Like a goddamn Slim Jim. Just snapped!
There might have been 10% of the width across holding it on. There was not much holding it on. And it looked like it was already cut off beforehand. It was just that when he moved, it just flipped it to the side a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely fucking insane. And he didn't know. He fucking didn't know.
That's an amazing pain threshold. I wish I could have that. I think I have a pretty good pain threshold, but not. I would notice that.
And he's fucking amazing, too. Absolutely amazing. He's got this goony reach, didn't even need to use it, fucking went in and fought close.
A goony reach?
He's got a goony reach. I don't even know what John Jones' reach is, but I know it's very goony. It would qualify as goony and freakish.
Like Holyfield. Holyfield was like a small guy with like a huge reach.
No, we're talking like fucking Saget or fucking Dawson reach. If we're going goddamn Street Fighter 2, he has fucking rubber arms. John Jones reach. By the way, when I say these things, that means I'm typing them into a search engine of sorts. Definitely not fucking Bing either. I have to talk about that in a second, but I need to find out what his fucking reach is.
You got to find out his reach and his height, because when it's like really weird and like not corresponding, I guess that would quantify as goony.
Yeah, okay, so he's 6'4". And he has an 84-inch reach.
Yeah. 84? I never even heard of a boxer with that much reach.
Yeah, 84-inch fucking reach. All right? And he chose not to fucking use it to his advantage this fight. He charged in, took the guy down, fucking went in, just beat the living shit out of the guy.
84-inch reach? Isn't that 7 feet?
Yes. I think it is.
That's a 7-foot reach.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
That's better reach than Scottie Pippen, I think.
Like, I could punch you from like 10 feet away. That's crazy.
That's why I said Dawson. He could do some little fucking faggot flame move. Yoga fire.
Needs That'd to. Be great if someone
84.5. I'm sorry. Correction. 84.5. Goddamn inch reach. But no. No, a mediocre basketball player is gay, says he's gay, and that's the news. Because apparently he's the first one to ever do it.
Not true.
That's our problem. Like, and they kind of make it like, oh, well, maybe you would have been better people. They kind of slant that news like, it took this long because you guys weren't as tolerant. Like, it wasn't the fucking down low brothers in the goddamn locker room. Who were just fucking banging new secret dudes every time they play the fucking Utah Jazz. It's fucking terrible.
But he's not actually the first openly gay professional sportsman. I don't know why they keep saying this, because there was a dude back in the...
When Liberace was doing the shot put for Romania. Yeah.
No, there was a baseball player from the A's. This guy, Glenn Burke. He's the dude who fucking invented the high five. Because Dusty Baker hit a home run.
Invented the high five. How old is this guy?
They invented the high five.
Did he was the other half of it Honus Wagner?
No, it was Dusty Baker.
When the fuck was the high five invented?
In the late 70s.
Are you serious? It took that long for us to figure out?
There was no high five in the 60s.
What'd they do? Just handshake?
I don't know. I think they were just on drugs and didn't want to touch each other. Mm.
And I'm hearing people liken this to Jackie Robinson. You know, the...
Oh, no. Yeah. Come on. There was no gay league to start with. The gay players were all segregated and couldn't drink from the same fountain. Yeah, no.
I really don't believe that the high five was fucking invented in the 70s. Like, the fucking gangbang wasn't invented in the 70s. Fucking running train. The term running train probably was invented in the 30s. And that has to have been more recent than the fucking high five.
I don't think so.
When was the high five invented? There we go. I'm typing that into a search engine. Definitely not Bing. Fuck Bing. All right.
Yeah, it's Bing.
Who invented the... Oh, here we go. Wikipedia.
77.
The high five is a celebratory hand gesture. Come on!
Oh, really?
Who the fuck needs to look up the high five as for what it is? And not you, just to call apparently. You on your bullshit. And they... Oh, my God. Okay. The origin. The use of the phrase as a noun has been part of the Oxford English Dictionary since 1980 and as a verb since 1981. The gesture takes its name from the five fingers. Okay, great. Well, you know what? I know a kid named Mark that I went to school with who could never do a high five.
What?
He couldn't do it.
This kid learned how to walk at like the age of 8 or something like that?
Steve, you insensitive fuck. He had four fingers.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what it was. Well, you're just fucking bragging when try to give that kid a high five.
Did you want to hear the quote from the wiki page? I can read it right now.
Please do.
The high five in 1977. Glenn Burke ran onto the field to congratulate his Los Angeles Dodgers teammate Dusty Baker after Baker hit his 30th home run in the last game of the regular season. Burke raised his hand over his head as Baker jogged home from third base. Not knowing what to do about the upraised hand, Baker slapped it. Thus, the two together were credited with inventing the high five.
There it is. There it is, Steve. By the way, anybody out there listening to this live can call in. The number is 316-768-4472. We have a lot of people listening in the chat room right now. We very much appreciate your attendance. Those of you who downloaded this, continue to do so. It's fine. But if you want to check out a live show, HeroesTalk.com every Tuesday night. If I were with you, I'd give you a high five. Established 1977. I don't believe that shit for a goddamn second. You don't think that somebody who fucking survived D-Day didn't attempt a high five? Like,
I think they were hugging each other, man.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
true.
I think the bro hug is the thing that predated the high five.
That's true. That's true. They probably those vets, if they're still around, they probably look down on this fucking childish greeting. Fucking high five, hug him. He's your boy.
You know, that's like the Bash, brothers when Canseco and Maguire were all happy on steroids and
fuck off, nerd.
Fuck off, nerd. They would do the Bash so they wouldn't hurt their limp wrists because of all the steroids.
Yeah, with their nagging injuries. From fucking turning themselves into chicken-legged men that fucking hit 50 home runs every year.
God, remember when Maguire first started playing baseball? He was like...
He looked like Jim Abbott.
He was skinny as hell. He was looked
exactly like
dude.
Fucking Jim Abbott.
Yeah.
Hit like maybe 20 home runs and that was a good year. All of a sudden, 87 comes along. He's got a neck like a fucking minotaur. And he can fucking hit every other hits going over the wall.
Yeah, he was like a fast guy. Like, that's what he came up as, like this athletic, fast guy.
Yeah.
Not like this gigantic, like his arms like doubled in circumference.
And I don't know when he became like redheaded. Was he always, did he always have red hair? For some reason, I just picture him as like a blonde dude.
No, he was definitely red hair.
Maybe because he was more clean cut.
Yeah.
And then he just got this fucking...
He's got more red on his that,
He got goatee. The beard. He got the beard. That's what it was.
Yeah. Started growing a goatee in his later years. Red beard. In his major steroid years.
Well, that's good. The high five, Steve. Yeah, I don't care. I don't care about this announcement. This fucking bombshell announcement that man is playing professional basketball.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows that there has to be several gay people in the fucking NBA. It doesn't matter to me. He's not. This guy is not. It's not a Jackie Robinson level event that people are making it out to be. I'm hearing things like, okay, gays are discriminated against without question. A lot of people, you know, fucking look down on them. They say rotten things. They treat them poorly. They've done horrible things. However, I don't think that they have any right to compare the shit that they're going through to what the shit that black people went through. I don't see fucking fire hoses and German shepherds sicked on gay people.
Or gay people just getting killed, you know, for being gay in this country anyway. Yeah.
So it's not like you're breaking the gay barrier because your teammates are you're afraid your teammates would fucking razz you a little bit. Like, you're not going to get fucking fired. What are you fucking scared of? I don't know.
And it's not
U-Streamer, like U-Streamer 856311 thought everybody in the NBA was gay. So, I mean, you have him convinced already.
He might be right.
He might be. Well, Michael Jordan just had a lovely marriage at fucking 70 years old, however the fuck old he is.
Oh, he found a beard?
You think he's gay? Michael Jordan, never know. Michael Jordan has to have enough money, right? I mean, do you think he's ever going to run out of money? Is he ever going to be that 90-year-old guy who's amazing and has nothing?
No. You know, and you know, he's made way more money doing, like, promotional shit since he's retired from basketball than he ever made playing basketball.
Hmm. Interesting. Because, you know, the fucking NFL draft just happened, and I'm looking at these kids, like, and they're reacting like it's the greatest day of their life. And in a lot of cases, it is. But, like, all these contracts that they're going to get are not fucking guaranteed. And they're going to just blow out whatever advance, whatever fucking shit that they get on the dumbest fucking shit.
Oh, like, yeah.
Like, if I asked anybody that I worked with what they would do if they won the lottery, which is what these kids essentially have done by being drafted to the NFL, I guarantee you a large percentage of them would be like, well, I'm going to pay off my mortgage. These people are like, oh, I'm going to buy the fucking longest chain I possibly can. Can I get a diamond car? I'm going to try. I'm going to see if I can afford a diamond car. If not, I'll lease it. It's just absolutely fucking hideous.
I heard a stat a while ago that something like 84% of the retirees from the NFL go broke within the first 3 years after they retire. Like, they...
Yeah, and they're 37.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
If you're 34 in the NFL, you're ancient.
And you have no marketable skills. I mean, yeah, these kids go to college, but I think among...
Well, you know, a fucking Swahili studies degree, Steve, that could get you pretty far.
No, but that's the thing. Like, they have shells of real education, and their diplomas are fucking basically given to them because they can play a sport.
That's what it is. It's terrible. Yeah, and then they're halfway to a normal retirement age, and they have nothing. They have nothing. Most of them have no charisma. Can't be an announcer. So they'll have to try to do some kind of coaching or some kind of fucking endorsement for like a local car wash or go halfies on a fucking chicken restaurant or something. I love seeing the cable commercials. Like the clearly this is a local commercial because all of a sudden
local commercials.
The video quality has just gone down fucking 18-fold. And it's like, oh, superstar of the NFL, so-and-so, like Petey Mick got no money, I'm fucked, is gonna tell you to buy your carpet at fucking Empire or some
That's
shit.
That's funny, because I just saw that Pete Rose was over in East Hanover on Sunday at a car dealership. Free photos and autographs from Pete Rose.
Mm. Free autographs?
Free autographs, not bad.
You bet your fucking... No way. That dude is like charging probably $50 to breathe the same air as him.
Well,
it's definitely not free. I guarantee you. Pete Rose, guy needs money. Guy definitely needs fucking money. The hit king of the goddamn
And I'll major never leagues. See Cooperstown. I think
I'll probably terrible. I'll probably never see Cooperstown either. Like I will never I'll probably never travel there. Because
it's really it's not that far away. It's only like 2 hours from here, isn't it?
But that's a drive to only that. And I know that our buddy Jimmy wants to go there.
I do too. I want to go. I would go.
And I kind of want to do it before I die. However, I want to have something else nearby. I need another thing. I don't want to just travel off and go see some bullshit.
I don't know what the hell else is in Cooperstown.
I don't know. Speaking of commercials, and people are referencing Fred McGriff's baseball school endorsement.
Dog.
Do you remember that he had that fucking baseball school that they just basically did a whole commercial and took 2 seconds and cut over to Fred McGriff wearing a nondescript hat and fucking shirt from kind of representing the team he was on at the time. He just has a thumb up and said, "This is a great school," or something like he says four words.
I don't remember that. No.
Well, 316-768-4472. Please lower your radios. Oh, and he hung up. Oh, well. What are you going to do? Anyway, God damn it. The commercial I wanted to talk about with my disgust is any commercial from Microsoft these days. Have you seen any of these, Steve? There's a couple things that they're advertising. There's Windows 8. They're desperate to advertise. There's the Surface, their new tablet.
Oh, I think I've seen a Surface commercial.
Their latest tablet. And then there's also Bing. Their fucking search engine.
Oh.
And it seems like they started out, you know, advertising these as actual products that they would show off. But now it's always like there's a guy on the street trying to convince strangers to use their stuff. And this is fucking Microsoft. Hold on, Steve. We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. That's the number to call if you want to be a part of this show. Like our buddy in India who was in crisis. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Steve the LARPer. Who's this?
Good evening, gentlemen.
Are you in a fucking hen house? What is that howling noise?
That would be my chair. I'm not on a ball like you.
Oh, your chair? Son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. So, is this our friend Jimmy?
This is.
What are you doing, what's up, buddy? Jimmy? What's going on?
Well, you know, after 3 days of not drinking, I decided to go get a pizza and a High Life 40-ouncer
at
my local pizzeria.
You got 40s?
I got 40s, man.
Yeah, they have 40s of High Life. Remember you drank like two of them in fucking Atlantic City?
Of AC.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is the worst tasting piss ever.
Yeah. Jimmy, what do you usually drink? What's your brand?
My brand is anything.
I do love
I
that.
Drink any. I drink a lot of nice beers.
Nice beers?
Is that your preferred beer of choice? Nice beers?
Nice beer, yeah.
I have...
There's a beer from Cooperstown that I adore.
Really?
It's called Omaha Gang Wit.
It's called... Omaha Gang Wit. It's called The Only Thing We Have Is the Hall of Fame.
Omaha Gang Whip. Is that what you just said?
It's called Two Lanes to the Hall. 5 hours and 2 lanes. That's what it is.
You asked. There's like 6 breweries up in Cooperstown.
Mm-hmm. Ah, brewery crawl after seeing the...
Did you go on any tours? Have you been there yet, Jimmy?
What? The breweries?
Yeah, Cooperstown.
No. I've been to Cooperstown. I haven't been to the breweries. I was there when I was a kid.
I
know there's a bunch of them. There's actually a bus that will take you from all of them. I've researched it. I've looked it up.
Let me ask you this, Jimmy. If you were to purchase a 12-pack of beer, throw it in your fridge, how long until it's gone?
Depends. Depends on the day I'm having.
You're having a rough day.
Sometimes 2 days.
1 day or 2 days. Holy fuck. I'm drinking a Bass Ale that we bought to cook fucking corned beef and cabbage. Fucking
St. Patrick's Day.
A goddamn Bass Ale. That's what I'm drinking right now. I had to check my bottle to make sure there wasn't a fucking teddy bear on it or any other cute animal face. This is all I have left.
Wait, why would there be a... Oh, the honey bear one.
Yeah, last year I thought I was to enjoy an average-tasting Miller fucking light, but it was...
Your face on the video feed was hilarious because you just drank that. It just looked like you were drinking piss or something.
I might have been. Yeah. I might have been drinking piss. So, Jimmy, are you saying that you want to go to Cooperstown not just for the Hall of Fame, but to go and stroll through some of these breweries? I almost said breweries.
The Hall of Fame is a day thing, man. They close at 5 o'clock. The town closes at 5 o'clock. You got to go there for the theater.
The town closes at 5 o'clock?
How far away is this fucking place? Hold on. Let me not use Bing to do this. Let me not use that piece of goddamn shit to do this. Cooperstown, New York. Boom. Maps. Click on it. It's right there. Check that shit out.
You just sounded like Gordon Ramsay. Boom. Maps. Click on it. Find out where it is.
4.5 hours. How many hours for you?
2.5?
4.5. Four and a half for me.
Yeah, I have about 3 hours, 41 minutes.
All right, I pass.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you can go.
Conveniently located in a triangle created by roads that people would actually drive on.
No, I'd sooner go to Yankee Stadium and just see the history I'm interested in.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not that interested in this shit anymore. I watched the Ken Burns baseball documentary. I think I'm good. I don't think I need to know anything else.
All right, so what if we sweeten the pot?
Are you going to pay us, Jimmy? Are you going to pay us to hang
all
out
right,
with
well,
you?
How, Jimmy, how are you going to sweeten this pot? Let's hear it.
Because
let me tell you, this pot is pretty bitter and tasteless at this point. We have a town that closes at 5 o'clock that we're going to be driving to 4 hours to see. And there may be decent beer there.
So this pot is sweetened because it's also on the way to Montreal.
No, I can't go to Canada.
It's a trip to Montreal.
That's French Canada.
That is a pretty good idea. I kind of like that.
I would not go to French Canada.
You don't have to go,
Steve. I don't remember a lot of my youth, but I believe you were on that trip with us, Kenny.
I was not. I actually didn't get to go.
Oh, you were not.
No, I didn't go.
Jimmy, well, I might remember more of your youth than you do.
What's that?
I said, I might remember more of your youth than you do.
You might be. I don't remember a lot.
Yeah.
So let's just say you walk into a parlor, and a lady takes little Bobby's arm and asks him if he likes it loose, like virgin, or not loose like Experian, or tight like virgin, as she rips his hand up and down his arm.
I can just picture Bobby Silvers in this situation.
Loose and like experience or tight like virgin?
Needless to say, both Bobby, Sean, and I are like, let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
And we went with a guy named Fred. And Fred decided to stay behind. And it was actually, I think it was fucking girls with cellophane on their body.
So your friend Fred decided to have sex with whores, and what? Wait, what did you say about cellophane?
Sounds like Fred.
Wrapped their bodies in cellophane. You know, cellophane wrap.
Yeah,
it was something crazy like that. I don't know. We all ran out.
What, like chop meat? They just fucking when they put a fucking price tag on his dick, and
like my blue Evan.
This place was sketchy. You had to go a flight of stairs to get to it, and we quickly decided that we walked into the wrong place.
Wait, hold on. So did they wrap the girl in cellophane and you could touch whatever that was? Or did they wrap you in cellophane?
No. The girl was wrapped in cellophane.
So they put like a clear tablecloth over the bitch and you can just do whatever you want to that? Like, is that a thing that... Like, Steve, would you ever even find that enjoyable?
No, but I just thought of a good name for it. Dollification. You know, like you cover up the outside so she just turns into like a real living doll.
I don't know. What would you do, Jimmy? I mean, if you're faced with that situation as a single man and you're in your youth experimenting and some whore is wrapped up like an Easter basket, what are you going to do?
Yeah, not for me.
Yeah. Our buddy Clayton from Texas is saying that he can be in Cooperstown in 31 hours. That better be some good goddamn beer.
I don't know about that, man.
He's in the deepest of Texas. He is in the fucking Achilles heel of Texas.
The border towns.
Yeah.
So he's in Mexico?
Close.
More or less. Anyway, Jimmy.
He sees a lot of Mexicans.
That pot has been sweetened, and we may have to discuss this further at another time. I really appreciate it, and I think that this might actually happen. I may have to see the city, and I don't want it to seem like I'm sold on the idea of chicks being wrapped in cellophane. I just seem to remember that there being talk of a really good restaurant you went to that had an amazing Caesar salad. That's what I'm into.
Okay. You go all that way for a Caesar salad?
And to hang out with my boys. To you know. Never. What, Jimmy? What?
As I was going to say, it's called the keg. Never forget that. I can forget the cellophane wrapped bras.
Oh, the keg was the name of the place?
Was that the place? Yep. And I only have these stories secondhand. But goddamn. Was that the place where you had somebody throw up on you?
No, that was some other bar.
So, Steve, someone pukes on Jimmy in a bar, and Jimmy...
In a bathroom.
in a bathroom. And fortunately, Jimmy likes to layer his clothes. So
he took off the outer layer?
He just threw his shirt out. Just left it. And rolled on with the evening.
Hey.
I would try to preserve it. It's not like it was a fucking free shirt. Try to fucking rinse it off a little bit.
I don't know if I would. I don't know if I'd keep it.
Nope. Especially if you're how much vomit we talking here? I mean, if we're talking about...
It was a night full of drinking vomit, and I ended up buying that. I could buy myself another shirt.
Okay. No, if we're talking like a shot glass or maybe even like 4 ounces of vomit... I'm cleaning.
That's a shot glass worth of vomit. Honestly,
no, we're talking like
I'm not Steve saying
butter shot.
Steve.
Steve's butter shot.
Okay, vomit. but it doesn't all have to go on you. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, it was all on me.
Oh shit!
Dude, literally, taking a piss. I turn around, and I walked in the wrong place.
So you looked like you pulled the orange flag out of the nose and doubled there.
Oh.
Just had that fucking jumpsuit all fucked up with green guacamole shits. Jesus. All right, Jimmy. We're going to let you go here. Thank you very much. Right. I appreciate
Peace,
it.
Jimmy.
Thank you for calling in. That's very nice of you.
Yeah.
But, Jimmy, be careful. Don't get scroogled. Have you seen this fucking commercial? We were talking about the Microsoft commercials for Windows 8, the Surface, and Bing. And they've all kind of just boiled down from showing off a product in some way to having a guy just show strangers the product and beg them to use it. So for the tablet, it used to be like questionably Asian people using it in a boardroom and then dancing. And now it's like...
No, you know what? A lot of commercials follow that because that's the Jackson Hewitt commercial. There's a lot of commercials where it's just like a slow-mo dance. And that's the whole commercial.
But that's where it came from. And now it's devolved because I guess it wasn't very successful. The guy who's like, is he from Iran or is he Southeast Asian? I can't tell, but he's wearing a suit, so he must be the boss. But oh wait, he's dancing! He's elated at this piece of shit that they're all fucking clicky-clacking typing on. It went from that to like a guy like going, hey, you see my laptop? Whoa, rip off the keys. Like, now it's a tablet. And the people in the street like, go, I gotta have me one of these.
Oh God, no!
Just begging people to use it, and the other
one. Wasn't the first Surface commercial the one where all those people are like on a college campus, and they're like tossing around like the keyboards and clicking it into theirs?
There's always some form of dancing. There's always some form of like making a big show of how you can click out a kickstand that this fucking thing has, like you really need it. I don't know. I hate it. I hate the Surface. I think it's a buggy piece of shit. And I didn't have any enjoyment in using it.
I've never used it.
I'm not going to say that I've used it heavily.
I've never even used an iPad or a Kindle.
I've used it and have had the mindset of someone who might purchase it, and I realized that this would be a mistake if I bought it. I was looking at it, and I was considering it, and I'm like, there's no fucking way I would want to use this.
Are they cheaper than iPads?
I don't really know. I think so. I think so. But, I mean, they can get as expensive because the way that the space is advertised is not exactly it's not exactly kosher, I guess. They'll say it's a 32 gigabyte Surface, but it has like 8 gigs free. Something like that. Don't quote me on the number, but
oh, they don't include installed software on what's free.
And none of them do. It's just that the shit on the Surface is that fucking huge and that fucking bloated. That the free space is like really, really goddamn.
Well, the first limited thing you do with any computer purchase is if it's not something you built yourself, I just go on a deleting spree.
No, it's not like they put fucking the King James Bible and fucking Reader Rabbit
like
on it.
The OS is actually taking up that
much
space?
Yeah, it's just the OS.
Okay.
It's not like you have fucking Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing that you can just remove.
Dragon's
like, fuck, I can't get Street Fighter on this. Let me uninstall fucking goddamn Jazz Jackrabbit. Bullshit.
Jazz.
1994. Oh, holy God. Fuck, I am old. But no, yeah, it's not like that, Steve. It's supposed to be out of the box. You use whatever it has. And it has some kind of an app store, and you can buy things to put on it and all that shit.
Google Play, right?
Not for fucking Microsoft service.
Microsoft.
Yeah.
Microsoft has an app.
No, now
store.
They have an ad that it says don't get scroogled. And they're really really sticking it to the Google Play Store. Like, oh, the app maker's gonna get your address. Who gives a shit? Like, and honestly, don't get scroogled. Try Bing is their whole fucking, that's the whole point of the commercial. Try fucking Bing. Your identity might get stolen. Try Bing instead. I'd rather have my fucking identity get stolen and have to never use Bing. I fucking hate Bing. It's the worst.
There's been some thing where people are stealing Google IDs. I mean, I'm sure it happened, but I don't think it's a prevalent problem.
Yeah. The other thing is they'll have the two laptops that are, one is going to give you results from Google. One is going to give you results from Bing. Try it out. You might be surprised. And they have an online simulation of this where you can do that. And whatever you search for will be presented. There'll be results presented on either side, one from Google and one from Bing. And you have to choose the results you like.
People are out in the street doing it.
Yes. But now you can do it from home. And you get to choose the results you like. And I found that my test was that I think 4 of 5 times I picked Google for results searching for Bing sucks cock. when I used their site to search for Bing sucks cock, I ended up picking Google 4 out of 5 times. So apparently Bing is not for me. And the name is just fucking irritating. Bing.
It means disease in Chinese.
Does it?
Yeah. Very bad research by their R&D team, their marketing team. Yes. And I actually, you know what? I was very proud, and I saved it, and I have it sitting right here. I have, you know, when you get a fortune cookie, on the back it says "Learn Chinese."
Yeah,
I got the one that says "Bing Disease."
that's worth posting on the sites that you frequent, Steve. You should probably you are on Reddit. You should post that on there.
No, it's already been posted on there. I saw it before I.
Oh,
got
so
that
you just okay? Never mind. So it's been done. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been done.
It's been done. So I guess to sum up this segment, I don't give a fuck if you're gay. Just play your dumb sport if you get paid to play it. And also, I'm not interested in Cooperstown unless it's on the way to a place where I can get a decent goddamn Caesar salad. And fuck Microsoft and all of their products at this point. I'm done with that fucking company. Why don't we take a quick break here? It's the DJ New Style Show with Steve the LARPer on Heroes Talk. That's heroestalk.com, the thing you do with your ears. And the place to be.
The DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back.
Is there anything that you would apologize for? I mean, you do say...
I apologize for the show. That's about it.
You do... No, you do say I apologize.
I do say that, don't I?
But you never mean it.
No, I don't. I never mean it.
You
I coined the... Let me tell you, one of my phrases... This is probably one of the first phrases that I've coined is I apologize, you know.
You didn't coin it. You say it a lot, and you never mean it.
I apologize. I sacrificed my manhood when I got Marvin castrated, more or less.
Now, do you feel guilty about
of
that?
Of course, I live every day feeling guilty about
his,
it.
You took his nuts away from
him. I did. They were scooped out with a spoon.
Did you see it?
I did.
Did you ask to see the remains?
I did.
Did you see them?
Yes.
How big were they?
They were just like little, it looked like little soft garlic cloves.
Did you ever touch them? Did you ever touch his little fuzzy nuts?
I did not touch his fuzzy nuts, no.
Little garlic cloves. You're out of your fucking mind.
I apologize. I apologize. I apologize. As you know, I wear house shoes.
Okay.
So my house shoes now are a pair of high tops that I purchased in 1992, and they were never worn before. They're brand new, but they're very heavy and they're very constricting and they're very.
Are they Reeboks?
Of course.
You have fucking Family Double Dare shoes.
I apologize. Well, you know, I'm getting used to this mic here myself. It's a very what are you gonna do? I apologize. I apologize. No, the toilet bowl, it's not pressing against your anus, it's pressing against your bust cheeks.
your bust cheeks?
Your butt cheeks.
You said bust cheeks.
Oh.
I apologize.
When's the last time you made dinner? Fucking the end of last week, probably.
Yeah.
Friday I had Chinese. So I don't know what the hell I had Saturday. Sunday I had DiGiorno. Yesterday I had fucking frozen hamburgers. I mean, what is this? How dare you feed me this crap that you've been feeding me? That's right! She put cumin in it, okay? I pushed the plate to the side, and I had to fucking eat bread and butter for dinner.
Frank!
I know, you went and got a loaf of bread and sat there, pushed your dish away like a kid, and chewed on bread.
That's right.
I apologize.
The DJ New Style Show.
All right, Bruce the Robot, let's give this a try. I'm just going to sit back and kind of let you run with it, but I want you to tell these people, all these lovely people listening, how they can help out HearUsTalk.com. And Bruce, you know what HearUsTalk is. It's the fucking umbrella that shelters your stupid fucking robot head from the rain of unemployment. So I'm just going to hang back. You do your thing. You let them know. It's in your capable hands. But let it be known, if you fuck up, I will interrupt you. I will make you look like an asshole. So do your best.
Hello. My name is Bruce the Robot. How are all of you on this fine day or night? I am here to tell you about a wonderful way you can help out the Hear Us Talk Network. At Hear Us Talk, we provide you with a lineup of fantastic shows such as the DJ New Style Show, Bug Zapper Radio, Best in Show Radio, and Truth Time Theater. These shows are free and they are all fucking awesome. If you prefer to live the life of a good person and not an asshole, there is something you can do to thank the fine people at Hear Us Talk. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. Buy whatever you like. It is simple, really. You can buy a vagina speculum, sheepskin condoms, inflatable animals for friendly company or for you to have terrible sex with. We don't judge, and neither do the fine people at Amazon. HearUsTalk.com/Amazon. buy something nice for yourself. Thank you, and go fuck yourself.
Thank you, Bruce. And don't forget, people, Friday, May 3rd is the triumphant, long-awaited return of Best in Show Radio on HearUsTalk.com and on BestinShowRadio.com. It's been a long time. Welcome them back. We're all very excited. Bruce, will you please say goodnight to these fine people?
Good night, assholes.
Son of a bitch.
Hey, this is Mike from Queens, and you're listening to the DJ New Style Show because you're pathetic. If you want to know what real men do, get in your underwear, get on the PlayStation Network, and eat microwavable foods.
I don't even know the words, but I'll just do it. When I play this game, I make my own. I make my own fucking words up.
Oh, I did that with
I don't know. Just try and
the
make it happen.
Tetris music. Me and my friend.
You can suck my fucking cock, fucking cock. That's really how it goes when I play Tetris. Whenever there's instrumentals on, I usually try to make my own words because I'm a nuisance and an annoying person.
Well, welcome to the club.
What, did you have lyrics that you would do to the Tetris theme?
Tetris theme. Yeah, it wasn't full the full music. This is an old Russian song. This is like...
Yeah, but I just Googled fucking Tetris song. And like, I'm getting the real version. No, I want the fucking 8-bit bullshit fucking song. That's what I want.
Tetris theme should do it, no?
That would do it, wouldn't it? Tetris theme. Original Tetris theme. Here we go. Oh, you greedy, cock-sucking, motherfucking bitch bastard.
Ad block plus.
Oh, no, Steve, hold on. I'm going to see the latest fucking Jonah Siegel, whatever the fuck. I don't know. What is his name? Michael Cera film?
I have no idea.
Who gives a shit? Oh, it's going to be hilarious. Okay, Steve, so what would you do?
The next door died last night. She was only about 19, yet everybody heard her scream. There was no other lyrics besides that.
This is what I would do. I'm playing it. Okay.
Only about 19.
It's a build-up. It's a slow build. You can suck my fucking cock. You can suck my fucking cock. Suck, suck my cock, lick my balls, eat my ass, suck my cock, and eat my fucking jizz. I will fuck you in the eyes and nose and throat, cause I hate you so fucking much. And I would just do that over and over again. And it doesn't have to be written down.
That's good, man.
It's almost like you just kind of do what the music tells you to do.
Yeah, me and my friend didn't have too much lyrical talent.
No, you just fucking... And it's not really talent, Steve. It's just really telling people what you want want them to do to your orifices and with your ejaculate. It's just kind of feel it out. See what has to happen.
You probably have more experience...
I've played a lot of Tetris.
That type of thing.
To be honest, I've played a lot of Tetris.
So did I, but I didn't make up a lot of lyrics like
you did. Dr. Mario... That was another one.
I didn't play too much Dr. Mario. Surprisingly enough,
there was a
song. I love puzzle games like that.
It kind of goes, and it usually happens when you win. And I would just sing to myself, "I fucking kicked your ass. I fucking kicked your ass. Fucking kicked your ass." I don't know why, but I would. I would. Just...
Great. That's that. Yeah. You know what? Hopefully. Jeff from Sandwich Humor.
I fucking kicked your fucking ass.
Here's some of your
kicked
great
your fucking ass. I fucking kicked your fucking ass. I kicked your fucking ass. Kicked your fucking ass. It's retarded, Steve, but I can't help but do it.
You can loop that together, get a loop pedal. keep playing it over. Add some
kick
beats.
Your fucking ass. I'm gonna kick your fucking ass. I'm gonna
kick your ass.
Yeah, anyway, Steve, enough of that bullshit. Did you not hear the exciting news that our buddy Jeff from Truth Time Theater and SandwichHumor.com released in this promo that we played during the break? Did you not hear the little tidbit of news that we've been waiting for so goddamn long? We were promised it in February. We were promised it fucking years ago. However, Best in Show Radio, which I don't know if they're going to be called Best in Show Radio, but Best in Show, member of the Heroes Talk Radio Network. Heroes Talk Network. Let's just say that. They're going to be returning May 3rd. Friday, May 3rd, on HeroesTalk.com.
Yeah, not only did I hear about it, I saw it.
There is a clip going around on the Heroes Talk Facebook page. I'll play the audio from it. Why not? Best in Show.
I hate not wearing underwear. I like when girls don't wear underwear.
It's fucking awesome.
I hate when boys don't wear underwear.
Why?
Because it seems like you got a whole too much jiggling around.
What? Do you love
you're
girls
boxers?
Don't wear underwear? How's that affecting you?
What do you mean?
If a girl's not wearing underwear.
You don't think it's hot?
But how's it affecting you? How are you going to know either way unless she's wearing like spandex pants or something?
I don't mean in general. I like the idea of like if a girl pulls up her skirt and there's nothing there.
Yes, you got the idea of vagina better than penis. That's all that means.
There it is. Oh, relax.
May 3rd, 2013. Just to clarify, there are skeptics out there who begin 2014. No, this year. This very year. In fact, this very fucking week. Get ready for it. Get ready. They're going to drop this on us like a fucking ton of bricks. And you're going to love it. Best in Show is going to return. And I'm excited, Steve.
I am too. I love
I'm excited. It's got me motivated here. It's got me motivated because before tonight's show, I wasn't going to do one. I didn't feel like doing one. I felt a little ill. I felt a little under the weather. I even went so far as texting Steve early on to give him a heads up so we didn't have another repeat of like, dude, where are you? We got people. Blah, blah. I'm like, you know what? I'm not feeling well. I'm going to cancel. This is about, 5:30 I sent this. And about 10 o'clock, I get a message on Facebook. Not feeling well, huh? I'm like,
you know, I felt like I was channeling like your boss when you called in sick,
yeah.
But you didn't get to talk to your boss, and then your boss finally gets back to you.
But the thing is, like 2 hours before, like 2 or 3 hours before you sent that message to me, I had already sent a fuck it, we'll do one anyway. Because
that was 7:16. Holy shit.
Yes. Yeah, and
I just went to my
and fucking
my
3 hours after that, you finally figured out that. Well, no, I had to tell you that we were going to do it anyway.
I didn't figure it out.
No, you didn't. I had to tell you that we were doing one. You just got the news that I was deciding to cancel. But anyway,
no, I got the news when you sent that text. I just didn't reply.
Oh, I see.
And then I never saw the one you sent after. And then right before we
but
were
I was so gonna cancel. I didn't feel like it. And then I checked my email and I got that clip, that promo from our buddy Jeff from Sandwich Humor and Truth Time Theater. And I'm like, fuck man. You know what? It's got me motivated. That shit has got me fucking motivated. Our mission statement for Heroes Talk is to entertain, to create a show that people will like. But
Jeff more, entertains us.
Absolutely. But more importantly, for to create a show that you enjoy doing. And tonight I enjoyed doing this show because of the effort that the team behind Heroes Talk puts forward. It's not just Jeff, it's everybody involved is making a good effort. You are like conscious during the show. No, I'm just fucking with you, Steve. Steve, you come
what?
You help out.
What are you talking about?
You help out. Clayton fucking crushes it. He goes way overboard, and all the guys at Truth Time Theater are doing a great job. Best in Show is coming back. I'm just feeling really good about Heroes Talk.
Yes, absolutely.
And it fucking propelled me, and I can't thank you guys enough. I just finally got around to sending my old mixer to Jeff today.
Oh, cool.
It'll probably be there in a week. because I had to go to the fucking post office to do it because the local place that I was going to take it on my break to have it sent via UPS was shut down without me knowing, because I guess I don't send them any fucking packages.
Wait, it was shut down? Like, the store closed?
They're like, oh, you go anywhere for lunch? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to that mailbox place right nearby. And they're like, yeah, that closed like 6 months ago. I'm like, I guess I'm not going there.
Oh, that sucks.
Post office it is.
Oh.
So I sent it out there. I really hope it works for them. I really do. And if not, maybe we'll see what we can do. I don't know.
It's always Amazon.
That's true. This weekend, I had to go to a funeral.
Sounds like fun.
The second week in a row, I think, and I had to go to a funeral.
You know why?
Don't say
once.
Don't say. If you say this in threes bullshit, Steve, I'm going to slap you in the neck.
No, I'm convinced most people die in the months between winter and spring, like when it gets warm.
Why is that?
I don't know why. It just seems like a lot of people,
like, the blood fucking thins or something like that, or
no, like the seasonal change from winter to spring is hard on old people. I don't know if it was old person that died that you know
he was. He was 84, had a heart attack, stroke, and went blind in a week. Like, imagine that fucking last chapter. Jesus Christ.
At least he died within a week.
Yeah, I mean, well, as far as I know, it's a week. I found out that he was not doing well a week ago.
I guess not.
It was crazy. 84.
No, was he a relative of yours?
Friend of the family, kind of. You know, one of those.
Yep. All right.
And it's just weird. I've gone to so many of these fucking things, and I know I've talked about every single one. I still never know what to say to the people on the line.
I never know what said before.
Yeah, but you can't just look at them, and you can't walk by them. You have to say something.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There you go.
This was being very complicated by the fact that the line wasn't moving. So, if someone was
gushing.
Well, the wife of the deceased.
Yeah.
Is a bit chatty, and possibly not.
Oh, there you go.
Not all there. I'm going to say maybe she's...
Oh, that's even worse.
Maybe she's kind of slipping a little bit, too, I'll just say.
Yeah.
A little slower, but a little chattier. And, of course, she's the end of the line, and everybody wants to talk to her to express their condolences to her. And that's the thing. So the line was getting really held up. So, you know, you do your praying thing, your faith.
You do your
approach to the body. Whatever it is. If you actually pray, you fake pray, or you just stand there and go, ah, what a shame.
Right.
You know, you have your fucking move that you do, and then you move on. And usually...
I got one question.
Sure.
Did anybody duck out of the line because it was too long?
I cut the line.
You cut the line?
I cut the line because I ran out of shit to say to these people.
All right.
But I did it clever. I did it clever. And this is no longer a new concept, but thank God it actually made it's become a mainstay in the funerals. And I've talked about this too. The collage. The collage of pictures and the framed pictures are great. Because when you run out of stuff to say, if you find yourself in a scenario where you just stand there
looking at them, right?
I was in the line. And his sons are there, and I express my condolences. I don't really have much to say outside of the fact that I feel for him, you know?
Right, right.
I don't know them terribly well. I know that they're great people, but I don't have much to say, and I don't want to be rude. So what I did was I looked, and I said, oh my, I got to take a look at these pictures. Boom, over to the pictures. Boom, over to the wife. Boom, to my seat. Gone! Take that line! Fuck off!
No, that's your move?
It was an expert move. Okay, oh, I gotta take a look at these pictures.
See, I think...
My way into the wife line? I'm really, really sorry. Oh, thank you for coming. You know? And then you go and you do your sit thing. And then eventually you gotta get up for air, which means you want to signal to everybody that you have to leave.
Right.
That's just how it is. You're like, I got to get some fresh air. And then you just stay outside for the rest of the time. Look, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit... This whole thing of staring at the open casket, the body...
I think it's horrible.
It was comforting at one point. Had to be, right? I mean, it's all we had at one point.
I don't know if it was ever comforting.
Well, I think
most people don't like it.
The original thing was that you wanted to make sure they were dead, so once they started rotting, then you would fucking bury them.
Yeah, I think right? That was the original.
Because you had no fucking way of knowing if they just bumped their head really hard, or if they were truly
they
dead.
To put like air holes in caskets and stuff because
bells mounted on fucking stones with a string that they could pull.
Yeah, because they didn't know if they were
like
buried
they're gonna move six alive. Like they're gonna move 6 feet of soil.
Yeah,
that quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they should just do it Viking style. Send the person out in a boat, fucking fire an arrow at a thing covered in gasoline.
How do the Jews do it? I understand the Jews have to. They have to plant.
I don't know.
They have to plant them within the day, before the next sundown, something like that.
I. You know what? Honestly, I feel like an idiot right now because I have no idea. What the Jewish?
All right, let's go to my search engine, which is definitely not Bing. Jews planting dead. No, Jews.
You suck at Googling, man.
I don't suck at. I'm a good Googler, you son of a bitch. Jews dead.
Dead rituals.
Jews buried dead within 24 hours. God damn! You die within 24 hours. You're in the ground. They don't fuck around, man. They don't need to sit around while you're all made up and spray painted and shit. I told you once. I know I said this. One of my mom's cousins died, and you go up to the box and you do your fucking routine. You know you
box.
Yeah, the. You know what I mean? Like, I hope anybody who hears this knows that I'm not trying to be disrespectful, but this is something that you know is meant to comfort somebody. It doesn't comfort me. So I put up with it and try to be fucking respectful because I know that thing in that body is not a person anymore.
Okay,
that's not a person. That is now a fucking Madame Tussaud fucking wax figure. Him. Yes. Because I looked at...
No, but what's
the
box? I don't know what box you're talking
the
about.
The casket, the fucking wooden suit, the lid.
Oh. The wooden shirt.
Yeah, so you go up to it, and I went up to this one time, and I noticed that I always do this, I have to look at the hands. I don't know why, but I have to look at the hands. In this one case, I noticed that it looked like there was skin growing over the fucking nail, like where your cuticle is. It looked like there was just skin instead of cuticle. And then I looked at it for like a couple seconds more, and I realized, oh, they just... didn't mask the nails right when they painted the guy with the spray.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They fucking spray you down. Because think about it. When you die, you're fucking blue or pale or gray or some other color. And they want to liven you up, make you presentable.
Now, see...
your magic.
Here we go. When you die, what do you want to happen? What's the order of events?
I don't know, man. Whatever makes the people that are around comfortable. That's what I want.
Yeah?
I don't give a shit. I'm fucking dead. It's the stuff that I'm going to... All my shit that's here is all that matters to anybody at that point. Anything that I have for somebody that they might use, anything that I've created that benefits somebody else, that's all I'll amount to. If I have children... their lives, their children, their families and shit. And like, me? In my best suit laid out in front of everyone? Fuck it. I don't do whatever you want to do. I don't care. Don't get me wrong. Don't put me in the center of some kind of a fucking, fucking functional art display. Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Don't have militant.
You don't want that clause.
I don't want militant.
In case of your own death.
I don't want militant. You know, militant people fucking teeing off on my corpse. I don't need somebody, you know, plunging themselves into me when I'm dead or alive. Let me just clarify that statement.
Necrophilia is not in your will.
But my previous statement gave them license to do so.
Yeah, well,
I said whatever makes you comfortable. So who knows if I have kids, how fucked up they'll be.
But I'm just saying, you have a preference that stuff doesn't happen. You know, you have no preference of what happens to you after they bury you, or burn you, or whatever.
Do you, Steve?
Doesn't matter.
What do you want then with your body?
Me?
Yeah.
I think about it, and I don't know.
I think I would like to have you preserved and just put in the desk with a headset on.
No,
so that I can call you and have you on my show.
Yeah, you know what? I you ever want to save your brain? You ever think that saving your brain could be a good thing, getting it cryogenically frozen?
Why?
Because maybe someday down the line they could just fucking make some robot that you could just hook a brain up to that's been frozen.
You know what, Steve? I have saved every hard drive I've ever had for my computer with the exact thought that, you know what? I need the stuff that's on here. This stuff can't go away. I don't want to lose this stuff. I have yet never plugged any of these hard drives that I've saved into anything. It's all garbage. All the shit that I've acquired in my fucking life is going to be garbage, and it'll be fucking terrible. Like, think how irrelevant the stuff that you're learning is going to be when you're old and dead. The idea is to use
pretty
it
much
to get
everything that's irrelevant when you're dead. But
I mean, when you're dying, the shit that you have in your brain is not. It's outdated. It's not like you're going to be up to the minute. Or figuring out new problems. Like, that's the very minimum amount of people. You should have already accomplished what you needed to do before you died.
Well, I agree.
You should have set something in motion.
But I'd rather live. You know, so if cryogenically freezing your brain helps you come back at some later point.
Do you really think that's gonna that it's going to make you live?
Yeah. Dude, what you are is, you know, it's a very subjective thing.
I guess so. But that brain also thinks it's a human. It also thinks it has It has years of knowledge of its shortcomings, its preferences, and things that it likes done to its dick. It's not going to be worth saving. That's what I'm saying. So, like, there. If anybody should have had their brain saved, it's some genius like an Albert Einstein or a fucking.
Which they did save his brain.
They cut it up into fucking pieces.
They fucked his brain up. They were supposed to save it and not do that, and then someone got the brain and apparently didn't realize that
they used a mandolin slicer on it and fucking turned it into goddamn Ritz crackers.
Because they wanted it, it was basically what they would do with one of those progressive MRIs, you know, the brain scans where they do it in layers.
Yeah.
But they did it physically.
Yep.
And fucked it up.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? I mean, it's fucking save it. For what? Let it go on. Fuck it. Humans will either die out or whatever. It doesn't matter. Does it really matter, Steve? Like, how important are you that you feel like you have to live on? Eventually, you're going to want to die. Eventually.
No. You know what? I don't know. I guess I'm a person who clings to life. I don't want
to
die.
You cling to life, Steve?
Yeah.
You cling to life. That is such an odd statement.
Why? Because I care about life. I think, you know, I don't want to die. Nobody wants to die.
No, nobody wants to, but I think it's a little selfish to want to live forever. Don't you?
Why? Why?
To just consume resources? And contribute what?
If consuming resources is the top thing,
but at what gain? What's being produced that it's worth keeping you alive forever? I'm not questioning things that you're able to or things that you're willing to do. Like, at a certain point, you're not going to be able to create anything.
Why not?
They're keeping thoughts.
More experience than anybody else. Say you're 350 years old.
They're keeping. You're just keeping thoughts alive. You're keeping terrible thoughts alive. Like, why bother?
Well, that's the. I guess the counterpart of it is, yeah, you're remembering things.
Like, when you're able to keep everything, you keep the worst shit. Like, the worst shit gets in the way of the best shit. That's the whole fundamentals of fucking hoarding. When you have the desire to keep everything, everything is shit. When you have the ability to select and choose and fucking prioritize, the shit that's there actually means something.
Well, you know what? My theory is, if you could keep certain people alive longer, it would have benefited humanity a lot more. Like, if Tesla lived to 150, you know, like,
who knows?
It would have benefited. You don't know. Like,
you don't know that either.
Who's gonna do what when? So why not keep, you know, people that have been studying their entire lives?
You know what really motivates people to do good work? The fact that they're not going to be around to do it forever.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Or do you think lazier people, given the ample amount of time, would do more because they know they have it?
No. I think people would do absolutely less. Age is a definite motivating factor to get people to move and do things. Need. The realization of your mortality. The fact that you're going to die is going to get people to do more things than if you were to live forever. Now, there may be the few people that are like, I have all this time. I can finally do all the things I'd hope to do, and I'm going to do them. You'll have those people. If everybody could live forever, you would have those people. But I think the overwhelming majority of people would do jack fucking shit because they would put it off for tomorrow because tomorrow would always be a new day.
Yeah. That's true.
I don't know.
Then again, you know, how can you find motivation? You know, you don't know who's motivated to do what. That's the problem. There's no way to gauge that.
I think that the fact is that the fact that life is short, the motivation to make it easier.
I agree with that.
There's motivation to make it live. There's motivation to make it easier and better. If it's infinite. That shit is just like, oh, well, eh. Like, we're not in danger of a fucking meteor hitting us now. But when we are, that's when the fucking solution.
Are.
Like, there's no immediate danger that anybody has for within a year, within 5 years. No. But when we are, that's when the fucking solutions come. When we need something, when something absolutely has to happen. So when it's a given that you're gonna die, that's the fact. That's when you actually give a fuck to make your fucking short time worth something.
Right. That's because the quote is necessity is the mother of invention.
And that's the quote.
So when you need something done, you get it done.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So you're saying deny people a long life? Just to get shit done as fast as possible.
But it's not a life, though. Having your brain just live in a machine. That's not a fucking life. That's the Matrix.
I'm talking like generally, like just like age extension. Say they came up with some kind of fucking supplement you could take and live an extra 50 years.
Sure.
Would that be a bad thing?
No, probably not. I mean, there'd be overpopulation, though, wouldn't there?
I guess, but there'd be some form of eugenics I think would come into play at some point.
But there's still an end. That's the thing. That's the thing. The fact of saving your brain so it can live on forever as a fucking robot. It's wacky. It's fucking wacky, and I want no part of it.
You know what?
Not that my brain would ever be fucking selected to do that, first of all. I don't think this is something you can just elect to do.
Walt Disney had his brain frozen cryogenically, and it's on ice right now.
I think that's all horseshit, to be honest.
No, I don't think it's horseshit.
And Rod Stewart had fucking two gallons of cum pumped out of his stomach once, right? Or Ozzy.
Did he really?
You never heard that? I heard that about fucking Ozzy, Alanis Morissette, fucking any...
Wait, they got cum pumped out of their stomachs?
No, they didn't, but Jesus Christ, that's the urban legend that everybody fucking passes around. They suck so much dick, they had to get their stomach pumped.
The only person I've ever heard that about that's a celebrity is Lil' Kim. She was the one that I originally heard that urban legend about.
How much cum do you... Like, you can eat a large pizza and fit in a stomach. How much cum, Steve? That's like the size of a basketball. Imagine filling a basketball with cum. You know how many fucking loads that is?
Well, here you go.
That she had to get her stomach pumped.
If you equate it to drinking gallons of milk, let's say 2 gallons, you'd have to get pumped out of your stomach if it was milk, I would say.
Okay, sure.
2 gallons of cum. There you go.
Yeah. That's never fucking happening.
But I've only heard Lil' Kim.
Yeah, okay, so but never a porn star that actually had been sucking 900 dicks on an afternoon? Just Lil' Kim?
I thought Lil' Kim was worse than porn stars.
It's not true for fucking anybody. That's the whole point of it. It's a bullshit thing that you get told in fucking fifth grade, and you go, that's fucking bullshit. Like, dude, my cousin fucking Brian told me that he fucking knows, and his dad is this and that. You're like, oh my God. And then you pass on to somebody else with a different fucking star's name. Like Rod Stewart. Poor Rod Stewart. Anyway. Why don't we fucking just move on, wrap this shit up a little bit. My whole focus. Oh, I did have a question though, because I've been to a lot of funerals, a lot of wakes, I guess you could say. And have you ever been to a wake, Steve, where you were drinking, where you were having a beer, perhaps?
No.
The one I went to this weekend. People
were they Eastern Europeans?
No. People excused themselves, and they disappeared. And when I decided to get aired, because I didn't want to be there anymore.
Irish?
No. I saw that there was a circle of people around a fucking truck with a goddamn cooler, and they all had cans. They were having a fucking...
Redneck?
They were having a tailgate party outside.
These are rednecks.
Slightly. And
they would refer to themselves as... good old boys.
And so they were drinking and enjoying themselves, and they came by and saw us as we were getting air, aka waiting to leave. And the guy goes, hey, you want a beer? We're in the truck, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no, thanks. And hey, you know, the way I figure, you know, he would have loved it. So, I mean, I wanted to come out here with a grill and just start cooking sausage and peppers for everybody. That would have been the best day of his life. He would have loved it.
That guy is awesome. That guy is awesome. I want him at my funeral.
You know, and he said it, and I'm like, God damn it, I could eat some sausage and peppers right now.
That's fucking awesome.
If it wasn't for this bullshit funeral home.
Right.
and I'm like, fuck, I want people cooking sausage and peppers when I'm dead. I want people to not look at me in
South America, man. That's how they do it up.
I don't want people looking at me in an ill-fitting suit that I never wore, that I just had because I might need to be in one, or I may die soon, so they have to put me in something. I don't want people to look at me like that. And yeah, I realize I just said I didn't give a fuck. But when I heard this guy say I was going to bring the goddamn grill, cook some sausage and peppers, he would have loved it. I'm like, fuck, I would love it. Everybody would love it. Who wouldn't like that shit? Who wants people to stare at you at your worst and just say a little fake prayer and say the little fucking routine and walk by, sit down, wait to leave, and go on about their fucking day? I'd rather have a goddamn tent, a fucking grill with some shit being cooked and people eating it and saying, ah, that fucking Ken, what an asshole. God, it's great sausage and peppers.
That's like the funeral in Snatch, the movie Snatch.
Didn't see it. Sounds fucking awesome.
Fucking the Pikey funeral.
It's fucking great. Yeah. That's the way to do it. Just throw a fucking a barbecue.
Yep.
Burn me up, throw some shit on the grill, and have people eating. That's it. Talk about me, have some pictures up, remember me, and that's it. That's how I think it's got to be done. We need to change this shit because nobody's proud of the way they look when they're fucking dead. Oh, you'll hear the people, oh, he looks so good. I hate when people say, but he looks so good. Or they'll do that shit where they say, he looks so good, and then they'll say to everybody else, I couldn't believe how bad he looked.
Right.
I couldn't believe how bad he looked.
I don't
He's dead! How good do you fucking want him to look? He's fucking dead!
Throw me in a boat, send me out to sea, hit me with an arrow, let it burn, have a party, go home.
The arrow flame thing would be awesome.
Yeah, Viking funeral. That's what it is. You put
the
body in a
boat. You just fucking light it on fire, kick it out.
No, you kick it out and you douse it in like gasoline or whatever.
I like that.
You get it out pretty far, then you have a flaming arrow shot into the boat, and the fucking boat lights on fire. And
speaking of Vikings, I actually caught a couple episodes on your recommendation of the show.
It's great.
I was stunned and pleased at their reception of monks that they've never seen before. I saw an episode where
fuck these guys, they don't know how to fight.
They crossed the Atlantic and came across some fucking monks, and they didn't know anything else other than to just slit their necks for them as they're kneeling down.
They're going to pray. They're like, please.
Holy shit. These treasures are protected with magic spells? Seems not. So they just fucking rob it. They kill everybody, and they fucking steal it, and they took a priest hostage.
Yeah. Yeah, as a slave. No, not hostage. They took him as a slave.
As a slave. And then all of a sudden, one of the Vikings is fucking his wife and is like, you want to have a crack at her? And he's like, no, I can't.
The priest's like...
I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of shit is this?
And the wife is hot as hell, too.
Yeah, but do you think that was kind of a setup? Like, he doesn't really want the priest to fuck his wife, does he?
No, that's the way they were.
Really?
Yeah, if somebody was a good friend to you and you were married and they were unmarried, you'd offer your wife to them.
Fucking Vikings, man.
Hold on. The death thing, right? One more thing about Vikings. You watched it, right? You know the guy that built the boat, Floki?
I think so. I wasn't paying too close attention.
He's like the little like hunched over guy. He's always got like black around his eyes.
I'm going to say yeah, but I have no idea who you're talking about.
All right. He's called Floki. That dude, the actor, is one of the Skarsgårds. Have you ever heard of these guys?
Yes. Yes.
Like Stellan Skarsgård.
Yeah.
And his son is Eric Northman on True Blood.
Yeah.
That's Floki's brother, real life.
Jesus Christ.
And the father is Bootstrap Bill from Pirates of Caribbean. He's also the guy from Thor and from the Avengers that was the Scandinavian researcher guy.
Oh, shit.
And, like, this whole family is in fucking, like, everything that's popular. They're in Vikings, fucking Thor, Avengers.
That's pretty awesome.
True Blood.
Well, God damn it, Steve. I don't know what I'm going to leave behind. I hope it's something worthwhile. But if I don't, I hope everybody has a good time eating while I'm dead. And for you, Steve, I hope everybody that gives a shit about you gets a good goddamn show, some fucking flaming archery, and a fucking babbling brook or whatever the fuck they set you down. I don't know. It always makes me a little bit fucking melancholy to think of this shit. Like, you hear about the guy. Like, I didn't know the guy too well. I've been in his company a number of times, but I didn't actually know the guy. You read about him, you hear about him, and it's like, holy shit, this guy did at least three things for 40 years. Like, always did this for the local football team for 40 years. Married to his wife for 60 years. Worked at this job that he loved for 40 years. Did this whole thing, had a whole life, had fucking interest, and still kept active and was part of people's lives. And was one of those people that had he was an old person funeral, but had a lot of people there. And I'm like, holy shit, dude, if I'm dying, would anybody show? That thought enters your head? Have you ever had that? If I die.
I'm sure people are showing at my funeral.
If I die, would anybody show? That fucking thought enters my head, but then I'm like, I'm dead. I don't give a fuck.
Right. Well, ultimately, that's always where you go.
And in the end, Steve, I will at least.
That's why people fake their deaths, I think.
I will leave an exercise ball behind. Because I'm never changing anything in this fucking room. I'm going to be sitting on a fucking exercise yoga ball.
Put me down for the yoga ball in your will.
You really want it, Steve? You got it. You got it. I'll give you the blue one, too.
That's the only thing I know I'm going to inherit.
You got it. I will write, Steve gets the blue ball.
That's true.
Goatweed gets the green one. That's what it is. Anyway, why don't we wrap this up? Special thanks go to that weird fucking guy who called us in the beginning of the show. Rockington, I don't know. Our buddy Jimmy for calling in. Thank you very, very much. And major thanks to Jeff from Truth Time Theater and SandwichHumor.com for the production pieces that we played during the break. So fucking good. That shit where Frank eats goddamn bread and butter because there's too much cumin in the dinner fucking kills me every time.
I want to punch him.
I got to say, I loved when Donna called in every single time.
Donna's
because
great. Donna.
Frank would say the thing that like people would call him out on being like a character for or being fake. but you would immediately reply with how he actually did that shit. Like, yeah, I had to eat fucking bread and butter for dinner. She goes, yeah, he pushed his plate out of the way like a child and just started chewing on a loaf of bread.
Best part of it. Poor Donna.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more in store for Heroes Talk. I feel a need for expansion. I feel a need for growth. I feel a need for expanding, for getting bigger, getting more stuff for everybody who supports us. Stay tuned. Steve, you have anything you want to say?
Two things.
Yes.
May the 4th be with you.
Oh, eat shit.
And Mother's Day is coming up. So if you have a mother...
And everybody who posts that fucking Justin Timberlake, it's gonna be May picture, I hope your fucking thumbs break. And I hope it looks like goddamn John Jones's toe.
Oh, his poor toe.
I'm so sick of that. It's gonna be May. Oh, the first time I saw it, I chuckled. We don't need it anymore.
I'm just saying, Mother's Day, don't forget your mom.
Don't forget your mom. Nice. HeroesTalk.com/Amazon. Go to HeroesTalk.com, download everything we've ever done. Subscribe to all the shows, including Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, and Bug Zapper Radio. Bug Zapper Radio will be live Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night for everybody listening live on HeroesTalk.com. Show up. It's a good goddamn show. I believe he's got his phone line set up, Steve.
He had it, yes, last week.
He's going to be taking some callers. Anyway, take care. Have a good week. Thank you.
Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Go suck banana. Fuck you.